Blue Jays, one of the worst teams in baseball, out of the gate, are suddenly red hot, looking for the sweep over the Reds at home. Down 3-1 in the fifth until Luke Maley strikes.
Maley's had a tough time of it offensively, an 0.57 batting average. He sends a high drive back into left center field. Hamilton chasing, airborne, gone. Luke Maley driving one over the wall in left center field, his second home run of the season. And that brings Toronto into a 3-3 tie in the fifth inning. Here's a 3-2 pitch. And there's a high drive to left field. Going to the warning track and the wall. Duvall, it's gone. Number five for Devin Travis. 5-3, Toronto.
That's true. So I want to point out the job that Rob Cooper did. Here's a high fly ball hit back into deep right center field. That ball carries right on out of here.
First pitch thrown by Osuna. Scheffler deposits over the wall in right center field. Scott Scheffler has now taken over the National League leadership in home runs with his 16th, and the Reds trail now 5-4. Ground ball up the middle, that's trouble. And it gets through the shortstop and goes into center field. And Kivlahan will come on around to third. That was a double play ball, and it was the end of the game. Instead, it's an error charged on Ryan Goins at shortstop. He was breaking toward the middle of the infield. All he had to do was feel that ball and possibly step on the bag or at least get the flip on to Devin Travis. And they had a shot at a double play that would have ended the ball game. And Peraza has stolen second. And the 0-2 pitch coming again to Hamilton. Here it is. Swing and a miss. That Osuna can get the last out and get him out of hot water. It's a 2-2 pitch coming right now to Cozart. And he struck him out swinging. And that is that.
The Jays hang on for the 5-4 win. Osuna picks up his shortstop after the error. Toronto gets the sweep. They've won 8 of their last 9. Osuna picking up his 11th save. Mike Bolsinger went 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs for the no decision. Joey Votto, the Canada native, homered for the 14th time this season for the Reds. After the game, Reds skipper Brian Price talked about a tough loss and being swept.
You know, with infield in and Billy took the first pitch so Peraza could steal the base, and he ends up getting to 2 strikes and battling, and then he's able to elevate a good pitch there for the strikeout, and then was able to, able to jump ahead of Zach too. You know, he didn't get cautious, you know, with runners in scoring position. He stayed on the attack, and he did what he's supposed to do in that situation, and that's get the outs necessary to close out the game.
Your bullpen has been so good overall. The ebbs and flow of a major league season, unfortunately, back-to-back days, they get you late with the home run ball.
Yeah, we had a hard time keeping them in the ballpark. This series, they hit some, they hit a lot of home runs, and with the exception of game one where they had 20 plus hits, a lot of their offense in games 2 and 3 were driven by the home run ball, and that was unfortunately just the case. There's not a whole lot else to say other than, when they needed that big homer, in this series, they got it. And they got it late in the game against some of our, better bullpen guys.
Your impressions of what Tim Adelman gave you today?
Well, I thought he was cautious early. And I thought he made a great adjustment to start to attack the zone. He was behind everybody early. He was throwing a lot of pitches. It looked to be a very cautious approach. I think Mac Jenkins made a very timely trip out to the mound to remind him to be aggressive and to execute his pitches and let the defense play. And when he started doing that, he looked like the kid that was pitching out in Philadelphia. And that's what we need. We need that type of performance. It was 6 innings of 3-run baseball. And that would work for this club because we score quite a bit. And if he can continue to do that, he'd be a big boost to our rotation.
Been a tough stretch, much needed off day to regroup tomorrow.
Probably so. Just because of the travel more than anything. We had the long day in Cleveland with the rain out, sitting around waiting for buses and flights and things of that nature, customs here in Toronto, etc. And then getting swept. You know, getting swept never makes anybody feel that much better. So a day off, come back in. We got Atlanta and St. Louis at home, and then have a good home series before we take it out to the West Coast.
Starting pitcher Tim Adelman goes six innings, allows three earned runs, and strikes out five, taking a no decision, and he spoke afterwards.
It's not as good of a taste in your mouth when you lose the game, the team loses the game, because obviously you want to go out there and compete and help the team win. So when they don't win, it's not as good of a feeling, but was pleased at the way that I was able to keep him in the game with what I thought was really not great stuff out there today.
It seemed like control was also, I mean, you usually don't throw that many balls, and it just seemed like you're having trouble finding the strike zone.
Yeah, I was really erratic the first couple innings, even in the third as well. I think part of that came to being a little too fine early on, and then you kind of think about how the ball carries in this ballpark and how the hitters are pretty good at lifting it, and it compounds itself. So once I got back to being more aggressive over the plate, I think things kind of smooth themselves out a little bit.
Is it more or less just like a mental switch that you have to flip for that?
Very much so. It's funny with me personally how the mental side of things kind of corrects anything, maybe like mechanical, and how it sort of goes hand in hand with if I'm trying to be too fine, how the mechanics start to get a little bit out of whack. So it's definitely a mental thing.
The Reds get a day off on Thursday to lick their wounds before opening up a homestand on Friday against the Braves.